epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, but you can also stream us live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're going to connect with Cakes here momentarily. He, of course, has been in Vegas for the World Series of Poker. Almost 10,000 people entered the World Series. The entry, I believe, is $10,000. Prize pool, well over $10 million. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he was in the top 100 players.
No, the prize pool is well over $10 million. It's $10 million to the winner, okay. I believe. Yeah.
I think I said over.
Yeah, okay. But it's like $10 million to the winner, and then if you make a final table, I think you start at like $1 million. And then the next is like $1.3 million, then $1.7 million, whatever. Or maybe second place is like $5 million, something like that.
All right, Cakes is with us. He's actually joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Money Metal Cakes, living up to the money part of the name.
Johnny,
what's
boy.
Up, boys? What's up? I'm just wandering through the Vegas airport, just like vagrant. Nice. Waiting to board my flight. What's up?
I enjoyed some of your videos. You didn't seem to be outside very much, but you were outside with the misters, and it seemed like you probably was just dealing with heat for...
Well, he's there at the hottest time of the year.
I know, he's there for 2 minutes, and you probably were feeling it, because you're inside 99% of the time.
Dude, the only time you can really go outside in Vegas is at night. You just can't go. It's like 108 degrees in the middle of the day. Like,
yeah. This time like of year is the worst time to be there.
Your skull.
Yeah.
Hey, so hot. I mean,
yeah, you get out of the cab or your Uber and it just hits you like a ton of bricks.
So congratulations, yeah, okay, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You had some time to process it and like wake up. How does it feel?
I feel great about it, man. I mean, this is like the biggest, most difficult poker tournament in the world, and for me to enter it the first time and find a cash and get a slight pay jump, I mean, I'm super happy with the way it turned out. I'd play the event again in a heartbeat. I mean, it's such a great structure, especially for somebody like me who's patient, will wait for hands, will wait for spots.
Yeah,
like
it's 2 hour
levels. I mean, you just can't. You're not going to find a better poker tournament anywhere. Yeah, I'd play it again, and I loved it.
You're going to go back.
And the fact that I cashed is cherry on top.
Yeah.
You'll be back next summer.
I'm sure he'll work something out with those guys.
I hope I'll be back. I mean, I want to be back. Yeah. Definitely.
Cakes.
Definitely want to play again.
Explain what happened. So you had the good fortune. You played so well the first couple of days. You had the good fortune, right? You got it in, what, kings versus aces, and you spiked the king, right? And that got
correct.
That was on day three. And is that the hand that got you up to 500K?
that's the hand that vaulted me over the 500K chip mark.
Right.
I think it put me like 60th or 70th in the room at that point in chip count.
So when you got it, I assume you got it all in?
Yeah, see, the dude with aces was tricky because the first guy in the hand had it was a crazy hand. First guy in had queens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
He raises. The guy with aces flats.
Right.
That's right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What does that mean?
I'm like, well,
he called the bet.
Sorry, yeah. If this is poker nerdy.
Yeah.
EB can assist with that. So he flats the bet. So I'm like, well, I've got pocket kings. There's no way I'm just flatting here. I'm raising.
Yeah.
So I raise. Can't remember what the raise was to. I'm the worst with hand history, so
yeah.
I apologize. So anyway, I raise. The guy with queens goes in the tank for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, thinking about it. And look, he's got a real decision there. He's got pocket queens. He has a real hand.
Mm-hmm.
So he mucks.
Mm-hmm.
Guy with aces jams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, there's no way I'm folding.
What does jamming
here.
Mean?
I'm like,
he puts it all in.
Puts all his chips in because yeah. I had him covered. I had more chips than him. He jams his chips in. I'm like, well, there's no way he has aces because he would have raised with aces.
Mm-hmm.
All the chips go in. He just casually flips his hand over. One ace, mm-hmm. two aces. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How is this setup hand happening mm-hmm. when I've got the second nuts free flop? So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get... I mean, crippled. I mean, I wouldn't be out, but I would be crippled at that point. I'd probably be down to like,
right?
I don't even know, like 60K or something like that. I'd have nublets in front of me,
right.
But I'd still be able to play.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm just resigned to, you know,
right.
taking a beat. And then right in the window, bam, a king.
You hit the king.
I was
right.
like, oh my God.
Wow. Right, home run.
What did he say anything?
No, I could tell he was a good player. Like, He'd taken beats before.
He's seen it all. He knew that was possible. All right,
yeah.
So, but here was my greater point. All right, so I didn't understand that at the time. I was like, how did Cakes get up to 500K? And then you're sitting pretty at that point. I mean, you're really cruising. And then I have to go to bed or whatever, and I see that you wake up with 210. So was that just a slow bleed, or were there one or two hands that really hurt you? Because once you got down to 210, you still had a little bit of play, but I could tell where this was trending at that point.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow bleed after that. I had a multiple bracelet winner on my left after that.
Was that Ike Haxton, who's an absolute monster?
No, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
So after I got up to 528, there was a dude named Bryce Yawkey sitting directly to my left, who whenever I would raise, he would just 3-bet right in my face and like move me off of pot. So I was like, I'm not going to challenge this guy unless I got the nuts, you know, unless I have something like a hammer or lock on a hand. So I drifted down to about 210, but then I started seeing how many people were busting, and I was like, I have enough of a stack where if I just play premium hands and don't get too frisky,
I can
knit fold through a min cash.
Yeah.
So that was my goal then was get to the cash.
Right.
Get to the cash, and then you know I'll have somewhat of a stack that I can spin up and maybe make a few pay jumps, and then after going on a run, who knows what happens, but. Yeah, I was on chip lockdown.
So what did you have when the bubble
200K left?
When the bubble broke, how much were you sitting on after having to kind of probably have the blinds eat you up a little bit?
So that was day four. And by the way, you mentioned Ike Haxton. He was sitting directly to my left. And for those people that don't know, he has $55 million in career earnings.
No, he's literally a genius.
That is crazy.
He's literally
he's a
nerd
wizard.
Genius.
Uh-huh. Okay? It's like I was sitting down next to a guy with a wizard wand. Okay?
Yeah, like he's like a genius.
A sick poker player. Like one of the best poker players in the world. And dumb Johnny Cakes is sitting to his right.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, he was sitting on my left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you beat him in any hands?
I wouldn't get anywhere near that dude in a hand.
I did shove my stack in with my second to last hand. I got ace queen in against ace 10 with the guy on my right. So then I doubled up to about 315 there. That was after the bubble burst. Cause once the bubble burst, then I can actually play.
Mm-hmm.
You know
how many
I mean?
Big blinds like, did you have left? The kind of the standard rule of thumb for people that don't play poker is kind of at 10, you got to get it in. It's either shove or fold.
Yeah.
Right. So how many did you have? Once the bubble burst?
Once the bubble burst, I probably had 20 bigs.
Okay.
And then I got up to about 40 once I doubled with ace-queen over ace-10.
Right, so you could have settled down a little bit.
I did.
Okay. Okay.
I actually did settle down, but then, you know, the blinds came around, and then I got down to about about 170, 170K.
Yeah.
And then the blinds were up to 5, 10, and 10K big blind ante. Oof. So then I was just like, it's go time. You know, there's no raising, min raising. It's shove fold time. And I was in one of the blinds. I had ace king. Dude in late position makes it 18K. I look down, I see ace king.
Uh-huh.
I ship them all in there. He snap calls me with kings.
Yeah.
Can't find an ace.
Right.
And then I'm busted.
Right.
I mean, the bust out happened so quick. It was crazy. I was just sitting there like, oh, it's over. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It was surreal. I was like, oh, I have to get up now.
Right.
I have to leave my seat.
Hey, how many times were you? How many times were you approached by people who offered you illicit drugs during the trip?
Okay, so let's see. I was definitely approached by one guy for coke, like the second night that I was there.
Okay.
I was hanging out on the strip, like at a street, like a corner bar right outside of Paris. So then I was coming back from like outside of Planet Hollywood, and a guy was like, he's like, hey man, you want some weed with that drink? And I had like a Diet Coke from Taco Bell. Like, I wasn't even walking around with like a real drink. And he's like, you want coke? And I was like, nah, dude, I'm good. So that, I think it was at least two or three times I was propositioned for drugs, and probably a half dozen by the various ladies of the night who just trolling the lobby bar at Paris.
Oh, right.
I mean, you just can't avoid them, dude. They're like right near the door. Like, if you're going to leave the property, you're going to walk by hookers.
Can I be honest? Were any of them like remotely attractive?
Not really. I didn't get that size.
Didn't we go one time? I think Cakes was part of this trip. It was somebody's bachelor party where we went with a group of 20 people.
Yeah.
And one guy saw a hooker that he knew from back in the day.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I vaguely remember it.
I think
that was one of Horse Camp's trips.
Yes.
It wasn't Tommy, but I mean, yeah.
Right. It was somebody.
Yeah.
Well, dude, man, congratulations.
Hey, dude, you've been there 7 days. What time's your flight?
Dude, like 7 days is way too long in Vegas.
I know.
This is by far the longest Vegas trip I've ever done in my life.
What'd you do in your off days? Because you had a couple of off days. Did you catch a show? What'd you do?
I'm sure I caught a show. Are you kidding?
What did you do?
I would just hang around in my hotel room. I'd walk over to the CVS and buy cheap beers, so I didn't have to spend $12
just
per
get
beer
drunk by yourself in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you play poker one of those days?
Oh yeah. My off day, I played the deep stack tournament. Got felted from that. And then I went straight to the 1-3 cash game, and then I started hemorrhaging cash there. And I was like, I gotta take a break.
Jason was like, I can't believe we played 4 days. Next, we played 5 days.
Did you go into the sports books?
I casually walked by them. I didn't place any bets.
You didn't place any
bets. It was a very poker-centric trip.
Right.
Hey, I bet you can't wait to come back to talk about Terry McLaurin's contract.
Yeah. Can they find him already? I mean, what's going on? Can they find him and put him in the silly new uniforms already? What is happening here?
Hey, so I know your original agreement was 65% to 35%. You think they'll bump that up a little bit, maybe give you 50%?
No. I've got the cash in my backpack right now as I speak, as I'm just doing laps in this massive airport.
Oh, okay. What time's the flight?
So, yeah. Flight is at 6:10.
Oh, you can't wait to get out of there.
6:10. I cannot wait.
Probably the first one out.
Will you dabble with the one-armed bandit?
No, I was a little bit tempted because I'm just walking as I'm talking, and there's definitely a big bank of slot machines, and they do try to reel me in, but I have some discipline. Old Johnny Cakes from back in the day would have been saddled up to the PGA Tour grill with like a 24-ounce beer and probably doing the slots, but I've evolved.
Yeah, Jay from Olney at one point said he had a system on slots.
Yeah, the system was I got lucky the first few times, and there is no system.
Right.
There's a reason that
he claimed he had a system.
I've learned there is no system.
Right. Well, listen, dude, it was awesome sweating you. I know you enjoyed everybody kind of cheering you on. I mean, at one point, allegedly, and I guess I believe it, that you were trending locally. Like Cakes was trending locally from everybody sweating you.
It's crazy, man. I do definitely appreciate all of the support and the sweats from people. I mean, I had people reaching out on Twitter that were like, I don't even know anything about poker. Poker's boring, but I was riveted by, you know, by the run you had. And I mean, EB, you mentioned that Dina like was sweating the run, you know? So yeah. So like casual people kind of got swept up into it because look, it's not easy to afford a 10K buy into a poker tournament. So a lot of people kind of
with
like
such a big payout, with such a big payout potentially, you know, and as you're getting closer and closer and you're spinning up a stack, it gets exciting.
Did you start to dream about final table?
I didn't have those dreams. My dream was basically to cash and then just get a little pay bump. Mm-hmm. And if I got lucky, you know, get a few more pay bumps, but overall, very happy with the trip, the way it played out.
Is the term, you've used that term a few times, pay bump, is that?
Like each well, you know, there's a slot. Like
the minimum cash was $15,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So everybody that survived the bubble makes 15 grand. Mm-hmm. So the pay bump is the next pay jump, basically. Mm-hmm. So from 15 to 7, I made it to 17.5, and the next one would have been 20K.
Right, mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So, and so on and so on.
So if you would have hit an ace when you went all in with the ace king, you probably would have been at least at 20 because you would have doubled up there.
Because it was getting kind of close to that pay bump already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I doubled up there, I could have definitely gotten there. And by the way, there's 10 million up top for the winner.
That's right.
10 million,
unbelievable.
Cakes, when you get home, because you are you guys are empty nesters now. Does Amy?
No, I think Juliet lives with them.
Oh, she is? Well, did she take a class?
Yeah, and Brendan's home for the summer.
Oh, so there won't be like sex as soon as you walk in the door?
No, I would guess no.
Victory buns.
Yeah, I'm going to say victory buns.
Probably cash
not
buns.
As soon as I walk in the door.
She's missing you, though. Definitely missing you.
By the way, Valdez is getting roasted because he was basically saying that I should take my payout. Like, I should go up to the cage and be like, I want chips. Give me chips. And then take the chips to multiple cashiers and to dodge the tax man. And people were just saying, dude, they give you a W-2, like, right on the spot.
Well, I didn't,
like, there's no dodging the tax
man.
Well,
I never won a 15K or 17 and a 0.5K in a tournament before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha.
So what was your...
I don't know. They hand you a form right there.
Hey, did you get nervous walking with the bands in your Vori shorts that you wrote about?
A little bit, because, like, dude, I went to the cash cage, and I expect them to give me, like, the cash in, like, an envelope. They just hit, like... I was ill prepared. Okay, I didn't have a backpack or anything. I just had my running shorts.
Right.
And they just handed me like $17,500, and I was like, I guess I just have to stuff it into my pants. Like, what else am I going to do?
Drabby, what are you doing?
Couldn't you have told them, hey, I need to go get a bag? Can you just hold it? You could have gone to your room.
Dude, there's a million people in there cashing out. They couldn't have been busier. They just want to get.
They just want to get you out.
So you just actually literally stuffed it in your underwear.
No,
his running shorts.
Stuffed it into my running shorts, and then I went to the cashier, and I broke some of the big bills so I could break up the portion that I was receiving and the portion that went back to my backers.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, it was kind of a wacky scene. Next time, if there's a next time, I'll go there with a backpack.
Aren't you always a backpack guy? I was surprised you didn't have it.
Probably. Yeah, but I'd gone back up to my room and left it there. My brain is in a pretzel right now. You don't understand.
Yeah.
My brain has felt it already. And after 7 days in Vegas of doing nothing but looking at cards and trying to outmaneuver dudes from the Czech Republic who are just wizards and guys who have made $50 million playing poker and I haven't, like, that takes a toll on you, dude, like mentally, physically, the whole thing.
No side trip to the Hoover Dam?
The Hoover Dam. Do you understand how aggressive the guys who want to book trips to go see the Hoover Dam or the Grand Canyon? Like, I'm just out in the morning, like, trying to go get, like, a sausage and egg McMuffin, and they're trying to grab you, like, hey, book this trip to go see the strip in helicopter.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to do that.
No,
I'm sure I'm going to get into Whirly Bird to go look at the Aria from 3,000 feet in the air. No, thank you.
Did you feel totally inferior at every table? Did you just feel like a fraud?
No, not at all. That was one thing that I kind of realized is that there's a lot of just rec players there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of recreational players that go out and either they put up the 10K themselves, or their home game will buy them in.
Right.
Like, you can tell in a heartbeat who knows what they're doing, who doesn't, who's out of place. Most of the players are generally very good.
Yeah.
But you can tell when there's like a seasoned pro. You can tell when that dude sits down at your table.
You can tell the difference between Jeff McCauley and the seasoned pro. But McCauley's actually pretty good.
When did McCauley get bounced?
He's a good player. Like, McCauley is a very good player. Like, yeah. I don't think he cashed. I don't know exactly when he got bounced.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw him a couple times. Saw him a couple times in Paris.
Right, right.
Were you getting updates or advice from Mikey and some of your poker gurus?
Yeah. Mikey, he was a good tool and resource for me to lean on at certain points. So,
right.
Yeah, I definitely I like to mine people for information.
Right.
All right, great stuff, buddy. Good stuff. Good job on TV too, or YouTube, whatever it was, the stream.
Yep. Well, I'm happy to be coming home. 7 days in Vegas, entirely too long. This is a 3 or 4 day trip type of town, not
yes,
7 days.
I agree.
All right, gotta run. I guess we'll see you on Monday, bro.
We'll see you on Monday, buddy.
Yep, we'll see you boys next week. Later.
All right, safe trip, pal.
I believe that's gonna be a 4-man show. Rarity in the summers.
I think I will be.
That's
here.
Probably the last one of the summer.
Yeah, because then other people will be going on vacation. Anyway, great job by Cakes. He wins $17,500 in the World Series of Poker. Outlasts like 8,000 donks. So congratulations to Cakes. We're the Junkies. Be right.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right back. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You know, if we did a gravestone in the show or like a Mount Rushmore of the topics that have been the most frequent topics, definitely for the last decade, it's the name change. Mm-hmm. Mike Florio has a new article, and I put it out as the poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering, each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the poll has to do with Mike Florio's article. The headline is, Commanders seem to be laying the foundation for potential return to their old name. This is all an opinion piece from Florio But some people are seeing how they're leaning into the past with the jerseys, which we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then if you watch the video that accompanied the video, the video which accompanied the reveal, it's all about connecting to the past. It's all about connecting history. History doesn't fade, they say. And so some people are making this leap. You can vote at Junks Radio. Do you believe they're laying the foundation for return to the old name? And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday.
I'm telling you, no. They don't. I don't think Harris has any desire to. Honestly, I don't think he does.
I think
he's okay with it, and he's ready to move on.
Valdez, I should have told you before, and I don't know if you have it ready. If you play the video, I've been with you. I've been 100% no. But if you watch it, and I was like, I actually had a little inkling, like, oh, maybe
what
just,
video?
The video that comes with the reveal, the Commanders. If you go to Commanders on Instagram or
they've been doing
Facebook,
this for years, though. Even I know, when Jason Wright was there,
but
they
this
were doing
seemed,
this.
This seemed like the most. I mean, the jerseys are basically the exact same jerseys of the Super Bowl winning years.
Right.
All right. You still got the W, whatever. But it made me think, like, he might just say F it. I don't think so. But maybe he'd just be like, F it. I'm going to bring back the name.
It's not that simple. Here's the problem. It's not that simple. As soon as they do it, you're going to expose yourself to the same problem that Dan had. Even though culturally we've shifted again, and I think we're more on the right side of things, like we don't have to be crazy about words and names and get out of control, there's still going to be a percentage of people that are going to hold that over you. You're going to have businesses that could potentially hold that over you, and you're going to be in a spot. I don't think they're going to expose themselves to it. They're just not.
If Northwest Credit Union is saying, you know what, we're going to pull our money.
Yeah.
If you go back to the Redskins. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. They may support
it. No, but it makes you vulnerable
it.
To it, potentially. Yes. And why open yourselves up to that risk? Any business that they do, that's a new hurdle now. Listen, I would love the name to be Redskins. I think it's so dumb that they changed it and caved. But the market spoke. People pulled their money. They're not going to expose themselves to it. I don't care if Trump gives them cover or it's because they're now going to be exposed to any, whatever the wind blows, some company that wants to make a name for themselves and say, you know what? We don't like the name. We're pulling our advertising. They're not going to expose themselves to it. They're flat out not going to do it.
I tend to agree with you. Florio connects a few dots. Now he's making leaps when he's connecting these dots. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, but he points to last May, Coach Quinn wore that T-shirt with the old logo to a presser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is like the team had no comment on it. He's saying that it felt like a trial balloon. Again, I said this is an opinion piece, right? So
didn't Dan just say he wore a shirt he thought it was cool because someone sent it to him? I tend to believe that.
It was probably not a hidden message.
Yeah, I don't think I mean, Dan doesn't care.
Florio, I can understand why Florio's throwing this out there because he wants people to read it, right? He knows Redskins fans.
That's what he does. He likes to read into everything.
Right. No, but
hold on. But Florio knows that Skins fans still do want the name back. He knows that.
The over 40 crowd.
He knows Josh Harris, you know, wants to get away, wants to have his own logo, his own team name. He knows that. But doesn't mean he's going to be back to the Skins.
Okay, but he's got that.
I mean, the name change could be a name change, but back to the Skins, probably not it.
Again, he's connecting the dots where he's got the Quinn T-shirt. All right, you can say no big deal. You've got this video, history doesn't fade. You've got the move to go back to RFK. They're trying to do everything from the past.
I'm just telling you, it exposes
and you've got Trump.
Them too much. It doesn't matter.
I know, it's just a little comment, but that's what people are trying to put together. Again, if I go to our poll at Junks Radio, I would vote no.
I think the speculation by Florio, it's interesting, maybe not serious, but what he is speculating is that Harris actually wants to change the name, but knows he can't change the name, right? Because of all the blowback.
But I think
get.
It's way bigger than that.
It is. So what he is speculating is that Harris is potentially counting on or the possibility that Trump could force him to change the name back to Redskins to get the stadium in D.C.
I understand Trump completely.
Trump can push it across the finish line, by threatening D.C. council and threatening to either pull the stadium lease or punish D.C. any way he can if they don't approve the stadium deal.
But it still exposes them forever. They're always exposed. No,
not necessarily if Trump is the president is the one that is forcing the name change as part of the stadium.
Doesn't matter. There could be advertisers like Coca-Cola or the FedExes of the world.
Yes, you're
that'll
right.
They'll say, but, you know what, we just don't want to be associated. And believe me, I think it's insanity.
Florio says this is all the cover that Harris needs, is the push from the president to get the name back.
It could be the cover he needs to get the name back, sure. But then what's he going to do a year from now when Coca-Cola and Northwest and every other company out there decides, because the winds have changed politically again, that it's bad news again?
Right.
They're not going to expose themselves.
After Trump's out of office.
Yeah, they're not going to expose themselves. Now we have a left-wing person that's taking down all the statues again and all the names again. We go through the whole
circus. It wouldn't be worth it.
The other thing is,
they're not going to do it.
They really have leaned into Commanders. I mean, just listen to how Adam Peters talks about players. And Dan Quinn talks about finding commanders. There's an effort to he's a commander. That's a commander. We just drafted a commander.
I agree.
They're flooding the market with commanders.
I looked at Josh Harris, and when he said, we can't change it back for obvious reasons, I looked at him right away and I went, oh, he actually thinks it's okay. He actually agrees with it. I actually think he agrees with it.
So you don't think he'd ever change it off commanders?
No, I think he was offended
by
it.
Yeah, he might be right.
You know what I mean? I think he's been guilted into thinking it's bad or something. My personal opinion.
This is from Axios.
How I read it.
From Axios, they say this is what they're hearing, that Commanders executives stepped up their lobbying on Tuesday, telling D.C. council members that Trump's involvement could introduce volatility that the team and Mayor Muriel Bowser would like to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, they're trying to get it done. We talked about this last week, I guess, when you were out. And I mentioned this a couple days ago. Mayor Bowser did say her level of concern was a 4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that deadline's in 5 days.
Right.
I mean, they ain't going to hit that deadline.
I figure it's politics. It's shady. Somebody will pay somebody off or something. Somebody will give something somewhere, and it'll get across the finish line. I'm not saying the Redskins will do it, but I mean, something will happen.
The thing is, right now,
somebody's palm will get greased.
Right now, in terms of the federal involvement, DC has the 99-year lease on RFK. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of opened the door for the potential move to RFK. Just need those damn council members to rubber stamp it.
I mean,
and they're not doing it.
They're holding out.
Would Trump really throw down and try and force these council members?
Well, I could see him doing that.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
He does. Totally. I can't imagine him getting up and saying, hey, yeah, I got him to get back to Redskins, which I think would be great. But they're not going to expose themselves to all the future complaints and picketing. And, you know, they're going to hire some crazy unknown Indian group to stand out there and protest. Now you're in a pickle. They're just not going to expose themselves to it. So, they wouldn't even put a freaking spear on the uniform that people were begging for.
They're not going to do it.
The July 15th deadline, Phil Mendelson, who is the D.C. council chair, said it's not going to be met. So I don't know what that means after that. I don't know what that means for July 16th.
It'll be a new deadline.
Yeah.
The deadline is July 31st. Kind of random. They want to get it done as soon as possible, but they make a deadline, but whatever. You're still years in the future.
All right, we got a bunch of people that want to weigh in.
All right, let's do it.
Right now, if you look at our poll, it's only been up for a couple of minutes. 74% do not believe that the Commanders are laying the groundwork for a potential return to the old name.
Yeah, I don't think
they are. By the way, Florio couched it. It's laying the foundation for a potential return.
Right. He likes to put out all the hypotheticals, and that's what he's doing right here. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Scott in Salisbury. Scott, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Junks?
Hey, Scott. Man.
What's up?
I can kind of see both sides of this story. And for me personally, I grew up as a Skins fan. Mm-hmm. And I still call them the Skins. But I understand that the market now is drawing people under the Commander's name. But if you think back to when Schneider was forced to change the name, it was because of the money. Everybody was pulling the sponsorship from the Skins.
They're not going to expose themselves to that again.
But wait a minute. when you start winning championships or start going to the playoffs and start becoming popular and selling Jaden Daniels jerseys, that money's going to come back to you. That money's going to be people chasing you to be the sponsor. Because who doesn't want to just say somebody lead, like,
all right, so what happens when they start losing?
Well, once you win championships, you're in that realm of like a Chiefs team or a Green Bay team where you just become a staple. You don't worry about all the controversies around it.
All right, so you got to win championships. So.
But we've talked about this. The winning, they've won under Commanders. So before the Detroit Lions game, I happened to go to Dick's on a Saturday morning. Actually, before the Eagles game, after they beat the Lions. That place was jumping. They had like a party. They had a Commander's tent. Everywhere you could see, they had a DJ. They had face painting. And everybody was just gobbling up Commander's gear. And then a few months ago, we talked about that survey. And maybe it wasn't that many people. But according to DC residents, and I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, 1 year ago, only like 39% of the people liked the name. And then this year, it was like 61%.
It grows
because they
on
started
you.
Winning.
It grows on you.
It grows why. On you. And then that's the younger why. Generation, younger we've generation said it over care. And over again. They don't care.
They don't care.
They're growing up, a 6 and 7 year old kid. They're growing up, that's all they know is Commanders. And now they love Jaden Daniels. Like the traditions that they put out in this video is true. You grew up with Joe Gibbs and Super Bowl wins and Dexter Manley and John Riggins and all these greats. That was the Redskins. Well, now these kids, they're growing up with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, and they're Commanders.
Well, why are they using old uniforms then?
Because they're still trying to get the old people to spend money.
You can't tell me the old era means nothing anymore, and it's only about 20-year-olds.
No,
and then
it
they
means go, something. It's just too many hurdles.
Oh, I know. I'm just don't know what JP's saying. JP always says young people don't care about the name.
They want to be as close to it as they can. They want to be as close to it and embrace all that.
Yeah, they want to have their cake and eat it too.
Why wouldn't they?
They actually want to do both.
Why wouldn't they have changed the uniforms completely, not just alternate?
Well, they probably will. That's what the speculation is.
Maybe.
They'll change those next year.
Do you think they're laying the foundation to change the name?
I've always thought that. Not back to Redskins. I just don't think they're happy with Commanders. But you can't tell me the name in old era means nothing anymore. It's only about 20-year-olds when they're bringing out the Super Bowl era.
I'm not saying that. You're not listening. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything.
You've said it so many times over the last few months.
I didn't say it means nothing. I'm saying that there's a new generation that is going to be very happy with the Commanders name and what's happening now, and they're building that new tradition with that name. At the same time, they can play to nostalgia and sell jerseys and make money. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole thing is embarrassing and humiliating. I'm just so embarrassed that, but
there is something to be said for if Josh Harris doesn't want anything to do with what with
it's
what
too much exposure.
Snyder had. If he wants to have his own spin, he wants to his own company, his own team, his own logo, his own team name.
I think he just wants to
his
win.
Own stadium.
I just think he wants to win. I think he's leaving the stadium not because it's dance, but because it sucks. I think he just wants to win.
No, I know that's why he's leaving the stadium. But but there might be. I'm not saying he's going back to Redskins, but he might want to change the name just because he doesn't want to inherit Commanders.
The problem with that is now you're in a whole new can of worms. You have a bunch of people pissed off at the new one.
Yep. All right, got a bunch of people want to chime in. We'll come back with your calls at 800-636-1067.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips, find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jason Bishop, it won't go away. Name change discussion.
I know. Latest everyone wants to talk about it.
The latest is based on Mike Florio's article saying that the Commanders seem to be laying the foundation for a potential return to their old name. Do you agree with that? Right now, 25% do agree with that. I know some of our diehards like Sabah would be happy.
All right, let's talk to
the phones.
I think most people would be happy. I think if they change the name back to Redskins, 99% of, I think 100% of the fan base would be happy. Maybe 1%.
Can you imagine how big of a story it would be? Nationally, how big of a story it would be?
It'd be huge.
Wouldn't just be local, it'd be national.
Yeah.
Well, it was national when they changed the name. It was on some Today Show.
Be freaking global.
But I think it's bigger than that. Again, they would be exposed to whenever the political winds changed or a company wanted to, you know, make a big statement, big stink about it, and they'd be exposed financially.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened the last time.
Well,
I don't think there's any way of ever bringing it back.
Unless he's talked to some of his sponsors and his partners, and they said, you know what, we're fine with it.
Okay, this group.
The money's not going away.
Okay, this group. Yeah. But what happens in 3 or 4 years when things change?
Hey, can we go to our pal Tailgate Ted?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Tailgate on
Ted,
line one.
What's
hey,
up?
Buddy.
What's going on, Jonks? How you guys doing?
Hey,
so you were at the meeting like a week ago, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was out there, and I'm getting a little worried now.
Oh, you are? Because you weren't so worried last week.
Well, the Lurch mentioned it. The deadline's in 5 days, right? And in the Washington Post article talking about it, Mendelsohn said they're not going to have a public hearing until July 29th, which obviously is past the deadline. Then they're not going to actually talk to the team or government until July 30th. And then they go on recess August 1st till September.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they vote on this thing July 31st, which I highly doubt, we're now talking September when they're actually going to vote on it. The season's going to be started. And Josh Harris isn't going to sit around waiting for the D.C. Council. So either Trump gets involved, or that means Maryland's back in play, which for a tailgater, I'm happy about. But as a D.C. resident, this deal needs to happen, and the council needs to cancel their vacation and not go on recess until they get the damn jobs done.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if a lot of people feel that way.
What if they just voted on it in September then? What's the difference between July and September?
The exclusivity deal with the city is expired at that point, and
can't they get around that?
Maryland?
Can't they get around that?
No, he's just saying that the other bidders can get in the mix.
Oh, I understand that, but they can. I mean, if they're dead set on DC, I mean, the deadline doesn't mean much to me.
Well, I think that's what the council's hoping on. They're going to call his bluff. They're playing poker with a billionaire. And if I'm Maryland, I'm sharpening my pencil to see what else we can do. And Mayor Bowser talked about it when she was on with Sheehan. I mean, everyone thought the Virginia deal was done to a degree, and she sharpened her pencil and got back in play. So who knows? But as a D.C.
be tough
resident,
for Maryland right now. And look, I don't follow this very closely, but I think Maryland has a huge deficit right now.
Yeah, but you know, once again, D.C. also supposedly has a deficit because of the continuing resolution that happened with the budget, but they're finding money. So it just, to me, the council is being selfish, kicking this thing out so far down the road. We have all, maybe not the junks, maybe when you guys were younger and, you know, JP, when you're studying for your passing the bar, but we've all had deadlines and we've had to adjust our plans and work extra hours or maybe move vacations out. We don't go on vacation when something like this is hanging over our heads and something that could drastically change this city.
No doubt. I could speak on that personally recently. Thanks, Ted.
Appreciate you, boys.
Thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to, let me see. Let's go to Ed in D.C. Ed, what's up?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Good.
All right, so I don't think the name is coming back per se, but I really think they are laying the groundwork for the logo to come back. I mean, if you change the name to the Warriors, so I'm just giving an example, but if you change the name to, like, the Warriors or something and you use the logo, there's nothing anybody can say. So I think that the city will be happy, everybody will be happy, and it's a win-win that way.
And I don't think everybody will be happy. That was the problem with the name change in the first place.
I don't think they want to touch the name change.
I mean,
nobody was happy with Commanders. I get it. But there wasn't a universal name that everybody loved.
Right. Except other than
Redskins.
Everybody
loves the logo. Everybody loves the logo.
Okay, but that's just like a name. That's like a uniform change.
Logo's not that big a deal. If they put the
But if it wasn't about the logo, then the whole bringing the whole advertisement marketing strategy of saying the past and this, that, and third, that wouldn't be. It would just be a whole totally different idea, like maybe the city colors, the red, white, and blue, or something like that. I just think there's too many political little things going on that doesn't make sense unless they are actually going back to the logo.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Ed. Thank you. If they put the logo back on.
That's not happening.
It wouldn't. I don't think it would mean that the name change is coming behind it.
I don't think they're going to change the logo.
I don't think it would satisfy that.
I don't think they're going to change the logo.
Yeah. Let's go to Andy.
Unless they change the name.
DC.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
What's
good.
Up?
Good.
Good. Look, I'm not a fan of them, the name Commanders, but I can't see them going back to the old name, the Redskins. It does have some connotations that aren't, worthy of this nation's capital. The other thing is if Trump gets involved, then I'm done with the Commanders. I'm done with football and the D.C. I will not support any name or whatever. I don't feel that the President of the United States should be involved in a local sports team, period.
I don't think he really will be. I really believe when he was answering questions, some reporter asked him some questions, and he just generalized.
He's got a lot bigger fish to fry.
I mean, he was on his way to he was at the airport. Or he was getting ready to jump
right
on Marine One.
I don't want him involved in either the stadium or the name, period.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. It becomes too political, too much of a hot button thing.
Yeah. That guy clearly doesn't like Trump.
Yeah. This is an off-season topic.
Mm-hmm.
This is when they're winning, this
yes.
is not an issue.
I agree.
It is an issue of zero.
Winning cures all. I've said that for years.
And this is hopefully all going to go away as soon as they start playing again.
People hated the stadium, the traffic, the cost, the everything about FedEx Field in 2011. And then 2012 happened with RG3, and you quit hearing complaints about it.
Didn't talk about it.
All of a sudden, that place was on fire.
Right.
And the same thing has happened. I'm not trying to make a comparison of the quarterbacks, but the same thing has happened this year with Jaden Daniels and the team going 12-5. I mean, we were out at Honor Brewing for the pregame party for the NFC Championship. Place was packed.
It was jamming.
And people were buying gear. Everybody was there with gear. Like for years, Cakes and I would do the pregame show and we'd see less and less gear. And if it was gear, it was some old Chris Cooley jersey that was faded out or Santana Moss or, you know. Now all of a sudden people are buying Commander's gear. You'll see the W out and about.
Yeah. The name still sucks.
When you were doing
When
you were doing the pregame show, I don't know how long ago that was. 7 years ago?
Sure.
Whatever. How many people would actually show up? Handful?
Dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now if you were doing it,
yeah,
be packed.
Well, no, the places would be full.
I'm talking about coming to watch you, listen, to talk about it, talk about the team, to get pumped up about the game.
No, it would be donks coming in their Eagles jerseys to get in the corner by the Eagles TVs, and then people with the Vikings jerseys by the Vikings TV and that sort of thing. All right, phone number if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We'll open up EB's entertainment page next. Here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.